And the cost of buying a home here is only going one way. Another survey by the property website daft.ie is out, and it shows that during the first 3 months of this year, house prices rose by nearly 4%. That's nearly 12% higher than a year ago, 35% higher than before the pandemic 5 years ago. The average cost of a house is now €346,000. Ronan Lyons writes these reports for Daft. He's an assistant professor of economics at Trinity College Dublin, and he's on the line now. Ronan Lyons, you're very welcome indeed. So how fast are prices rising?
Well, to put this in perspective, if we just take Dublin, this time a year ago, prices in Dublin were rising about 3% a year, and now they're rising at 12% a year. Or if another way of thinking about it, across the country as a whole, since the central bank rules were introduced this time 10 years ago, there's only been one period in which prices have risen as fast as they are now. And that was early 2017, when there was a similar pinch in terms of availability. There was a scarcity of secondhand homes then as there is now.
So is the situation across the country being driven by what's happening in the capital?
To some extent, but if we look, there's plenty of markets. If we look at Laois, for example, Laois is a very similar picture to Dublin in terms of a year ago. There was very little inflation, and now prices there are rising 12% year on year. There are some markets where it's more or less as you were a year ago, but in general, outside Dublin, prices were rising about 6.5% this time last year, and they're now rising 11%. So Dublin is somewhat unusual in the last few years, is seeing faster inflation. But this is a countrywide problem in terms of the lack of availability and therefore the upward pressure on prices.
And just to clarify, Ronan, that average cost of $346,000, is that based on the selling price of houses rather than the asking price?
This is based on the listed price. So this is kind of the up-to-date. The challenge with selling prices is that they're entered with a lag. So when the transactions are registered, it takes a few weeks sometimes. So this is the latest information on the sales side. In the report, we also look at for those properties that have already entered the property price register, we can look at the gap between the listed price and the sale price. And if anything, confirms is the pressure that on average, there's a transaction price that's a few percentage points higher than the listed price again.
So in reality, the average cost of a house then is more than $346,000.
Well, it's slightly complicated in terms of making those comparisons, because the properties that are listed in March will sell in June or July, mm-hmm. but the listed prices in June or July will reflect the transaction rate at that time. So we think of these as roughly equivalent measures. Listed prices are available more or less straight away. Transaction prices are available with a bit of a lag. But if you look at, say, the CSO's measure or other measures, these things tell the same information. It's really about timeliness that we use the listed price.
And just finally and briefly, if you don't mind, in the last 24 hours, we've been hearing again some of the proposals floating around of tax breaks for developers, loosening the rules to allow them to borrow more. What do you think of those?
What we need, what we've had over the last 10 years is an emphasis mostly on what you can call demand side policies. So these are policies that give people more money to try and help them get their home. The challenge with those is without the supply, they simply push prices up. What we need is a focus on supply side policies in order to go from building 30,000 homes a year to 60,000 homes a year. So there are obviously, Ireland has a bad history with tax breaks for development. We did very poorly designed ones at the Section 23 in the 90s and 2000s. There are other countries that do supply-side tax breaks and have done them consistently for decades without having the same consequences. We could certainly look at those. The financing environment, again, the cost of finance is high, but that comes back to viability and the cost. If it's very expensive to build, the cost of finance will be high. So if we can tackle that underlying cost challenge, then I think a lot of the other issues will be resolved. The other thing that we need to solve as a country is certainty around planning. Mm-hmm. We have a very uncertain planning system compared to other countries, and addressing that, I think, will also help in terms of bringing land costs down.
Thank you very much indeed. Ronan Lyons, author of the latest report for daft.ie, the property website.